Commentator Andre Cădrescu believes that when words fail us, a good icon will do the job.
AT&T went avant-garde in its ampersand campaign. Ads featuring "and" have done very well. We are down to orthographic symbols now because most letters are taken, especially the ones at the end of the alphabet. X had a big career, from Gen X to the party drug X to Xanax. Very successful also was V, whose chief triumph, Viagra, evokes simultaneously virility and visually a pair of open legs. Other letters have had considerable careers, such as T, from Model T to T-shirts. F and K have had good runs, too, though none as good as the FCUK clothing line, which capitalized on a peculiarity of the brain, which can unscramble any word if the first and last letter are correct. Every other letter in the alphabet can boast successes in one area or another, but some have more esoteric than commercial value. Take Alpha and Omega, for instance, which have stood the theologians and prophets in good stead for centuries. The English alphabet can be used as well as the Greek or the Hebrew to yield a welter of meanings for Bible code and other paranoia aficionados. In fact, the art of decoding language by using a single letter or combinations as keys is ancient. The Kabbalah is the Jewish mystical operation that milks letters for meaning. It's no wonder that the Kabbalah is Hollywood's most popular faith these days, including even such formerly lovable cynics as Madonna. Everyone in Hollywood thinks that they are among the elect and that a correct reading of the alphabet will reveal to them and to the world just how special they are. Oh dear, they're all as special as the next ampersand. In the 1950s, an avant-garde poet named Isidore Isou invented a form of poetry called lettrisme. He never got a penny in royalties. The next big letter is U.
Writer Andre Cădrescu lives in New Orleans.